You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
So I've got to say a really good afternoon to Bill Withers from, I nearly said Withers, I don't know why then, Bill Withers from Road Safe Goulburn Valley. Hi there, Bill. How are you, mate?
Oh, good, thank you. Thank you very much for getting the name right.
Something I've really had to concentrate. Like I used to concentrate hard on my teaching days, making sure I got the kids' names right because that was so important. But every now and then, no worries, mate. It's good to see you.
Oh, it's good to be here. Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks.
Yep.
Whilst I've been away from the station, there's been a lot going on in the road safety area.
Good.
Good. A big shout out to our friends down at the Shepparton Roadworthy Centre on Wanganui Road. They've done some great work, and you've probably heard on the grapevine, John, that they've fixed up our bike ed trailer.
Yeah, that's the one you got back from one of the schools, wasn't it?
That's correct. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had a good look at it and did some work to make sure that it was roadworthy and safe to use. So the idea is that we will eventually partner with the Greater Shepparton Lighthouse Project, and that's on the cards.
Great, yep.
And the idea will then to fill that trailer up with bikes.
Yes.
And then go out to the various schools, sort of like on a library basis where they can have a lend of it for a couple of weeks, and then they can continue with their bike education programs.
Yep, and then pass it on to the next school for theirs. Yeah, that's great.
Exactly.
That's really good. Yep, no worries at all.
So to complement that, there is a bike ed training session coming up on the 28th of May. That's a Tuesday out at the DECA complex.
Right.
And our sister organisation, Road Safe Northeast, are paying for participants. So if there's any educators out there in the primary school system that are looking for some support, and we all know that funds are tight, please contact myself or Road Safe Northeast. But they should have had some sort of information come through from the bike ed people already.
Which would be absolutely great. Now, this trailer, Bill, you also would like to spruce it up a little bit if possible, because it's a little bit shabby.
Shabby is one word for it, yes. It appears to have been painted maybe with house paint, and it's certainly weather-worn. So I'm really extending the hand out there. If there's someone out there who would be interested, or a group, to support us and maybe strip it down, repaint it, and if they're good at signwriting, even better.
Yep.
It'd be a great project for a youth group to undertake. And obviously, we'd be supporting them as best
absolutely,
as we can.
Absolutely,
yeah. Well, certainly do appreciate the Shepparton Roadworthy Centre for putting their hand up and waiving the fees for the
that's absolutely great. Fantastic. Thanks, guys, out there in Wanganui Roads. Absolutely. Well done,
it.
Yeah. Yep. Fantastic.
So what's been happening?
Yeah.
That's a question I get every day. And last Monday, myself and quite a number of the local people from within the local government authorities and politicians, we met down at the National Transport Research Organisation, or NITRO.
Yep.
Fantastic facility down in Port Melbourne. And this is the state-of-the-art, world's best complex, fantastic open office. I've never seen anything like it before. It's an environment where you are treated as an adult, you're expected to treat others as adults.
Yep.
And there was not one sign in the place that says keep hands away or stay behind this yellow line or whatever.
Right, yep.
The theory is you're an adult, you should know better.
For sure, yeah.
And most people know that I come from a laboratory background as well, and I was just overwhelmed at the size and the content of the equipment that was in it to test things like materials that go into road surfaces.
Yep.
You know, be they crush rock or asphalt or something like that. And there was huge amounts of samples, pallets everywhere from all different organisations and LGAs. And this comes from all over Australia. And I noticed there was one pallet there with Winton on it.
Yep.
I was going to ask if they found any prehistoric animals in it, but I thought, best not. Zip the lip.
Yep.
But
or was it really surface great from the Winton racetrack? Yeah, exactly.
No, not the Winton racetrack.
I know, yep.
Winton up in
Queensland.
Yeah,
the one in Queensland, yeah.
Yeah, so that was really good. And it was an eye-opener. And we just learnt so much. The knowledge and the credibility of the the speakers, I've never come across that sort of quality before.
Right.
The way they presented and spoke, and they could answer any question just like that. You know, there's no umming and ahhing, which is something I could learn. And
same.
Yeah, likewise. But I was really overwhelmed. And they also do studies into recidivist drivers, those that are recalcitrant and who tend to be repeat offenders.
Definitely.
Mm. And they have models there, algorithms which work out the potential risks on roads and intersections and how they can redevelop those things. So it was a real eye-opener, and to the politicians there, I think they learnt a lot as well.
Yep.
And also the practitioners, quite a few engineers and such on board. So it was a great day, and certainly was an eye-opener. So in the background to that, next week, kicking off on Sunday, is National Road Safety Week.
Right, yep.
I've just walked away from a conversation at the City of Greater Shepparton with the Shepparton News, and a fantastic conversation about what we're doing in the Golden Valley, the Greater Golden Valley, but also other organisations such as City of Greater Shepparton and the Amber community.
Yep.
Now, do you know what Amber is?
No, I'm not sure. It's
pretty much revolves about post-collision, post-trauma.
Oh, right.
And it's people with lived experiences, such as myself, and they would go along and talk to groups or to individuals or families and perhaps work through that grieving process and all the range of emotions that we go through.
Yeah.
You know. And, you know, there is trauma, and could be to yourself or a family member or a lost one. You know, so they work very closely in that space. So next week, to align with the National Road Safety Week, it kicks off on Sunday with Shine a Light on Road Safety, and there's going to be a huge walk down Albert Park, and I believe they're going to organise something for the Greater Shepparton area in the future.
Good, good.
But on Sunday, they're going to illuminate some of Australia's landmarks, and yes, we have landmarks in Shepparton as well, and Rupna, and a couple of them are Monash Park Tree.
Yeah, definitely, yep.
Our favourite, Marupna Water Tower and the Riverlinks East Bank. And so they'll be adorned in those amber colours, which is yellow.
Yep, yeah.
One of my favourite colours, because it tells me that there's danger ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yeah, so it's certainly looking forward to that one. That'll be really good. So well done to the Amber crew. They were with me on Wednesday night down at the Cool Heads program, a presentation by Victoria Police and members from the SES and such, talking to the youth of the Seymour area.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few young people there as well, and family members, so which was really great. So there was Carmel was there representing Amber, which was good to catch up with her and others, and quite a few police members as well. So
that's absolutely great. That's a brilliant program. It's been running for a long time, and took both of my grandkids to earlier versions of that particular program here in Shep years back, and they're both very, very good drivers and very alert and awake. It's really good. Made a difference to those two.
I think there's an attitudinal change when the young people walk out and they realise the consequences of their actions.
Mm.
Is it a program that could be maybe delivered on television?
It could be, yeah, exactly.
And
maybe
have a weekly show or whatever? There's been a lot happening in the background. A number of months ago, I was privileged to attend a parliamentary inquiry into what happened post the COVID issue problem we had. And did it have an effect on the attitudes of drivers? Not specifically the Greater Golden Valley, but it was certainly all over Victoria. And they're starting to develop a number of suggestions which they'd wish to prioritise to the state government, and which is really good, because a lot of the members of that parliamentary inquiry did come from the Nathan Liberal Party. And they may or may not be in government at the next round of elections. So they're thinking very positively at the moment about what they can do in that space of road safety, be it about road conditions or maybe about attitudinal change and training and developing at secondary and primary school levels.
Yeah.
Get those right key messages through to the drivers that are out there. Because there's a lot of vulnerable people on the roads, yourself, a motorcyclist, pedestrians, what else are there? Cyclists, truck drivers, workers on the side of the road. There's quite a few different subgroups out there. And they're trying to work out, should there be a hierarchy of those groups, and should we have an advisory group for the state and subsequently for the local communities as well?
Yep.
So there's a joint messaging going out. There's a joint approach to everything, which I think is really good. And one of the things they're looking at is the flexibility of speed zoning guidelines, particularly around school assets and other community buildings, childcare centres, elderly groups, that type of thing. So, which I really think is good. And something that really stuck out to me is that we know when there's an insurance claim, there is a data is logged.
Yes. Yes.
Everyone gets that information, but not necessarily available to everyone. But that information is available to the police and the such. But the collisions that don't come up in the stats are those minor ones or near misses.
Yep.
So the idea is to have a self-reporting minor crashes and near misses database.
Right,
so
yep.
So we can get a better feel about that particular intersection.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something they're looking at. So it's really good. And it's also, if you're collecting data, it's important that there's a timely release of those publications.
Yes.
So user groups can access the info and work with it and develop their policies around it in a timely manner. So one of the things we got from the Nitro visit is that there's all these local government authorities out there, LGAs, they're all doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So they're their own party.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
Why can't they be working together from the same database?
Yep.
The same information, spread their purchasing strength through all those and get access to all the raw materials and the knowledge at a different rate than we're currently at. At the moment, I think the structure with grants is that, there's the dollars, this is how you fix it up, go for it.
Mm.
Well, why not change that mix a little bit?
Yeah, and I'm sitting here nodding my head furiously. I totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And you and I have been watching the Echuca Road development.
Yep.
And a lot of people will be asking, well, why haven't they taken out the middle section?
Yeah.
Well, the answer might be because that's actually quite intact.
Mm.
May or may not be. So we'll just wait and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly
with that.
Right. Yep.
So they've been working on it. And I have noticed that there has been quite a number of changes in the material that was used under that road section. You know, it's only about 400 metres long. But it was quite interesting the other day. I noticed on Larson Street corner that there was a lot of red clay there, ideal for bricks.
Mm.
Yeah, so I thought to myself, well, that's a big change from our end down Graham Street.
Yeah, definitely,
and Street. So that's, that was really good.
Yeah, I think if you go back into the Maroopna history, I think there may have been a brickworks out that area somewhere as well.
Yeah, well, it certainly was around Shepparton.
Yeah, definitely.
And not too far away, of course, on the boulevards, the remnants of it.
That's right, yeah.
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 So, it's been a lot happening. I
definitely.
I had pleasure yesterday visiting the Nasalia School. It's called SMOTA, or St. Mary's of the Angels.
Yep.
A lovely school. Great bunch of young people to deal with. I had about 100 in the auditorium, and I did a presentation on looking after our mates, which is also applicable to older age groups as well. So that's something I dearly love to get out to the football and netball clubs out there.
Yep, and definitely.
And we're working on that, and that will happen sooner or later. So looking forward to it. A lot happening in the road safety space. Obviously, there's a lot of focus on what's happening at the moment with the National Road Safety Week. So I look forward to it.
An interesting week, yeah.
It is an interesting week. Yesterday or the day before now, I sent off a letter to the editors and local newspapers, and with that tagline that we've come across before, let's imagine.
Hmm.
it was some interesting figures that we got from Nitro that I wasn't quite aware of, but approximately 70% of collisions and obviously lives lost on the road occur in local areas.
Yes.
So your backyard, my backyard, and relatively close to home, which is a lot. But there's about 30-odd% that are people that are visiting the area or passing through the area. And I made the point on Monday that, well, actually it's not, 30% doesn't sound a lot, but there's a lot less visitors coming through our region than there is people that are incumbent to the region or living in the region. So we know in Greater Shepparton there's perhaps 65,000 people, and it may be, you know, might only be a couple of thousand people that are passing through the region. I don't know. But for 30% to be popping up in the figures, that, to me, rings alarm bells.
Yeah, it is a lot of people, isn't it, after that? Yeah.
So why is this happening? Are they not reading the road correctly, or the roads and the signs? So that's part of the thrust, I guess, of what we're trying to do and influence the government to put a lot more money into the infrastructure.
Definitely.
You know, and we can all find good indicators all around the region of poorly positioned signs that are destroyed in some way or haven't been replaced.
A speed limit sign that's hidden behind a branch of a tree, you know, things like that. Yeah, it's a lot of those sort of things are easy to fix, but
Yeah, so it's an appeal. I'll make an appeal to everybody that, you know, we can't be complacent on the road. We need to operate that motor vehicle seriously, not just steer it. And we must pay attention to what's going on around us.
Exactly, yep.
You know, avoid those internal distractions within the car.
Yep.
It is rather frightening. And I had a case the other day, and a guy came around the corner and he had his hand up to his ear, and then I realised what he was doing.
Uh-huh.
He had the mobile phone in his ear, and he was swinging it around the corner at speed.
Yep.
With one arm.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I don't like banging on about the negatives all the time, but, you know, really, guys,
Hard, is it?
Pull over and take that phone call.
And I think with a lot of infrastructure around there, it's got to be working correctly, otherwise people just start to ignore it, and I know I'm guilty of that myself. If I go down the highway down towards Seymour, you get to Waring to the survey down there, and the 80K road crossroad operated signs will be flashing red, 80Ks, and there's nobody moving anywhere. It looks like the place is closed. There's just nothing moving but the signs flashing, and it's the same coming back. People see that. They see nothing moving, and they start to say, oh, that's not working properly, and just keep going at 110, so...
That's what happened to me on Wednesday night going down to Seymour.
Yeah.
And I'm vigilant. I know it's there.
Yep, same here.
I put myself in the right lane.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for it, and it's flashing. And I thought, yep, I'll slow down, and I'm having a good look because you've got to be wary.
Yep.
And once you've been through a car crash, you never want to go through one
again. You're right there.
So we do not have world's best practice anymore with roads. They're not five-star. There may be one star at best.
Yep.
And we as a community and as government need to put the time and the dollars into improving the road structure to make the road safer for everyone.
Yeah.
And I can't reiterate that or talk too loudly on that because we have to do it.
We do. And exactly.
We've just got to bite the bullet.
Mm.
So I'm not saying that, the federal government spending nearly $1 billion on safety for people is a bad thing, and it's a good thing, but there's also a lot happening on our roads as well.
Yeah. No worries.
Yeah, well, there is worries.
Absolutely, Bill.
But anyway, if people out there enjoy your weekend, be safe.
Yeah, exactly, and, right, please. Yep.
National Road Safety
and keep an eye out for me. I'm heading for Broadford on Saturday and Sunday for the Victorian Road Race Championship, so I'll be out early and home a little later on both days. So, look forward to it.
They're expecting a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to buy a motel, apparently the best place to buy it is in Broadford.
Yes.
Because it's booked out years
ago. Right at the top of the hill. Yeah, exactly. On the Strath Creek turnoff.
Monday as I was driving through.
Yeah, exactly right. Intrigued. Yeah. Yeah, so no, I've actually stayed there in the past. It's been good.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
No worries. Well, thanks very much, Bill.
Thank you.
Having another chat in a fortnight's time. It's been absolutely great.
Yep.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Bill Winters, Road Safe Golden Valley, and we'll have to look forward to Road Safety Week next week. That'll be absolutely great.
And the financial year is just around the corner, and at Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment, we are fully stocked and ready for the rush. Stocking a range of makes and models of 1,000cc side-by-sides, prices kick off at just $19,990 and 500 ATVs starting from an incredible $9,590. Don't miss out on the chance to secure your perfect work powerhouse before the end of financial year deadline. Visit us at 7 Vanilla Road, Shepparton, or call 0358212459 for more details. T's and C's apply. Price includes GST. See in store for further details. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Daryl here from Aussie Ag Supplies. What can we offer you in the months ahead? 1. Tractor parts, new and used for Ford, Fiat, Massey Ferguson, Sami, Deutz, Landini, McCormick, New Holland and Grey Fergies. 2. Used tractors for sale, and we are looking for good used tractors and sick tractors to wreck, plus new mulches, multi-disc sprayers, etc. It will get tough in the months ahead, so to save dollars, ring me, Daryl, at Aussie Ag Supplies, 0428 235 000. I'll repeat that, 0428 235 000.
1FM sponsor.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.